The last thing I want to ask you, just to continue in the weird world of the molecular biology, is I'm just curious what your thoughts are. It may seem unrelated, but about the findings from the CALGB adjuvant IFL trial looking at exercise, showing what seems to be a decrease in relapse rate. I know they're going to be looking at diet, and that should be very interesting in the same study. Where do you see exercise and diet fitting into these molecular pathways?
Ah, that's a good question. I don't have a good answer for that, but I think at the end of the day, the risk for tumor recurrence depends on your genetic makeup and on your lifestyle, okay? I think we know very well the risk factors for colon cancer, which is red meat, alcohol, and exercise, okay? Now, why would that be, and how is that interfering with the potential recurrence, and what molecular pathways are involved? Well, we all know when we exercise, we stimulate our immune system, we stimulate our blood flow, we stimulate potential steroid pathways and morphins and so on. Some of these will have an effect to better control the microenvironment in our tissues, okay? We know that our bowel works much better, the activity is better, more bowel activity is better to prevent. But see, the activity is not the only thing. I'm convinced that when you have residual disease, which, you know, after adjuvant treatment is what we treat, is that the environment determines how successful the tumor is to survive, okay? Because you have two compartments. One is the environment this cell's hiding in, and then is the activity of this single or single cells hiding in it. The microenvironment is very powerful, okay? If this microenvironment is optimized by any system, which I think can be like exercise.
Optimized though, but molecularly, what's going on?
What's going on? Well, for example, when you do upregulation of certain pathways, the integrins go up, the cytokines go up, which will be able to control a tumor cells much better.
What about insulin growth factor?
Mm-hmm. So that is another factor which goes into stress-related events like exercise. The problem at the moment with IGF and IGF receptor 1, we don't know what the prognostic and clinical relevance is. We know it's related to cancer development, much better established for liver cancer than for colon cancer, but it's certainly a significant growth factor. Is that related to exercise? I'm not aware of it. But
how about diet?
To IGF, it is.
But not necessarily exercise.
Yes, but they're all interlinking factors. As you know, if you exercise, you have less need for insulin, you have less insulin resistance, you have less cardiovascular issues, as well you have a better environmental structure.
So I'm guessing that you advise your patients who've gotten adjuvant therapy for colon cancer to try to exercise and decrease their fat intake. Is that the case?
Absolutely.
And when you do that, do you say maybe this is going to decrease your chance of relapse?
Yes. Yes. I mean,
or do you say you think it will?
I think it will. I'm convinced of that. I think that the major factors we know is certainly alcohol, certainly red meat, certainly exercise.
In terms of relapse, though, alcohol and red meat?
Development, not relapse.
What about relapse? I mean, there was a 50% reduction in relapse, retrospectively granted, in that CALGB trial. Maybe there's some other explanation.
Yeah. Do you mean for exercise?
Yeah,
for exercise. I know. I'm completely convinced that this is a true factor.
Hmm.
I don't think we know all the molecular mechanism. I mean, I speculated with the tissue and microenvironment, which I think is probably important. But for the recurrence, for diet, there are very little data for recurrence, only for the development, to my knowledge.
Well, in breast cancer, you have diet. You have the WIND study.
Yes.
Right.
For colon, I'm not sure are there data. I don't know if the CLGB has diet data.
They're looking at it.
Right.
And I've heard rumors. Let's say. We'll see what happens. They haven't presented it yet, but they're looking at it.
Right. And that makes sense.
Yeah, they're looking at it.
But, you know, diet is related to exercise. You know, when you do exercise, you eat differently.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
So it's
absolutely. Right. Right.
So it's a very interesting new thing in order to, and see, I'm convinced that these factors will change the molecular level of you, the patient, as well as potentially the interaction with the tumor. It's not the exercise does it. There is something in between who makes that happen. And that's on a molecular level, no doubt.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Colorectal Cancer Update.